Head over to the livestock side, and I kind of joked about this. The markets earlier this morning were saying a closely watched cattle on feed report coming out this Friday. But you and I, neither one of us have seen anything on it.
Yeah, there is some speculation that we could see placements down 15% on the year. We're still waiting to see kind of what the average trade guess is from some of the surveys to see kind of what's priced into the market. Overall, the expectation is that we could see steady to higher cash again this week. And so we're seeing, what, a 20-cent bump into February or so, and it's trading, still trading at a several-dollar discount to the cash. The deferred contracts that are more than a $10 discount are still seeing very unimpressive gains. And so that's really nothing to write home about. The skepticism of the future trader continues to frustrate feeders out there as far as the futures market being a viable tool for helping them discover price, and very frustrating for them. Overall, supplies are extremely tight, but the problem the beef industry has is cheap alternative meats, both for pork and for poultry, and those prices continue to trend lower, and that makes it very tough to sell high-priced beef to the retailer then to turn around and pass on to the consumer.
What are your thoughts on the firmer box beef numbers we've been seeing lately?
Well, we are starting to see some of that decent movement, and I'm encouraged by that, but the movement tends to come when we drop the prices, and as soon as the prices start to go up, the movement backs off pretty quick, as we've seen some this week. Retailers can feature pork at their in their ads as easily as they can feature beef, and so they have that as leverage they can hold over the packers.
Do you see buyer support to be there for the hogs the rest of this week?
I think the buyer support will be there. They're in control. This is a buyer's market right now. The supply of hogs is good. We are starting to steady the cash market a little bit. That's encouraging. But the bottom line, what the industry feels like it needs right now, is to get some resolution to the West Coast port slowdown, which is slowing movement of meat exports, and particularly for pork, where the supply has been growing rapidly. We need to find more markets for that supply.
And the frustration is just going to continue. Now, I understand there is some negotiators coming from D.C. that are going to California to try to help break this stalemate that's there.
Well, the frustrating thing is virtually all issues have been resolved but one, from what I understand from the parties that are involved. Wages, benefits, everything has been resolved except one issue dealing with who has influence on selecting the arbiter to deal with disputes that happen during the year between labor and management, and that one issue is keeping the two sides far apart.